life a little bit? Do you feel refreshed at all, re-energized, anything like that?
Yeah, I think it just feels like it's been a long time since we played a football game, so... it's kind of nice to get back into the swing of a weekly routine. And it was only a week, so it kind of feels like it was extra long. But it was good to get away. It was nice to be back in the routine.
You talk about the defensive challenges that the Lions give you guys.
Yeah, I think Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. The receivers are talented. He throws the ball around a lot. The offense runs through him. He does a lot of the checks. He does a little muddle huddle, no huddle, and kind of gets the offense down the field. So it'll be paramount to get him shut down and stop his game.
Stafford, the best thrower you guys have faced?
Definitely one of them, yeah, for sure. Big Ben's a good thrower. I mean, I know he's not having a great year this year, but he's a great thrower. And there's other guys, obviously, but he's definitely up there.
Quick question, Stafford, you guys blitz the most of anybody in the league, and then I saw Stafford's really good against the blitz. Has Greg talked about that this week, and maybe how aggressive he is?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I thought, some of our stuff said against the blitz, he struggles a little bit, except for, like, last game against Green Bay, he did really well. So I know that was a point of emphasis. I think John Gruden was talking about it on air about that they struggled and they were doing really good against the backers, so maybe they figured something out. But obviously you just try to get the quarterback off his game, affect them, get hits on him, that'll make any quarterback struggle.
The run defense has really improved this year. It's consistently been ranked, I think, top six or top five for most of the year. Hugh Jackson said he likes the idea of making the opposing offense one-dimensional, making them throw the ball. So with that in mind, what do you guys have to do on that side of the ball to limit the production that quarterbacks and receivers and tight ends maybe have against you guys in the passing game?
Yeah, I think definitely coming off the bye, a main focus is improve the pass defense. I think the biggest thing is communication, execution, getting everybody on the same page, everybody knowing that their assignment, what the people around them are doing, and being able to play as a unit and like one singular mind in the pass game.
Jabril Peppers was telling us yesterday that things haven't gone the way he's wanted. It's not about his role or his team.
Yeah.
Does that impress you about a young guy who?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think Jabril's been a great help this year. I mean, a great guy. Like coming in, he's a very energetic football player. He's a very instinctual football player, and like he's done some good things. So if he feels like that and that's his attitude, like he's trying to grow. He wants to grow. He wants to improve. He wants to get better. And like as long as you have that mindset, I think he'll be great.
Do you kind of understand? We talked about this with you last year. You were playing 3-4 outside linebacker. You obviously think the position you're in now is better for you at this level.
Yeah.
You kind of see that in a young guy with Jabril that, as Hugh said that today, that he's kind of playing where he's playing out of the system. Do you kind of understand like the growing pains associated?
Yeah, I think, the biggest, as a rookie in the NFL, there's going to be natural growing pains no matter what. And if you are switching positions from what you did in college, played a lot of in-the-box linebacker and stuff in college and in-the-box strong safety. There's going to be a growing pain. There's going to be differences. I think, obviously, a lot of people say, year two is the big jump because you understand what it takes to be in the NFL as a rookie. And then you get a full offseason to study, get in your playbook, know what the coach is asking for you, and have just one-on-one workout time with a strength coach. You get a nutritionist. You can get your body right. So, obviously, being a rookie is a big mental swing. I think he's doing a great job. He'll only get better.